News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump suggests there could be a deal in the works with Mexico. NBC's Jackie Quinn has more.
After a week of threats from abroad, President Trump now says there's a good chance the U.S. will strike a deal with Mexico over illegal border crossings. That would avert the tariffs that he's scheduled to take effect Monday to pressure Mexico to do more to stem the flow of Central American migrants. The president, home from Europe, had tweeted, if we are unable to make the deal, Mexico will begin paying tariffs at the 5% level on Monday. U.S. and Mexican officials held a third day of talks at the U.S. State Department trying to hash out a deal to make it more difficult for migrants who pass through Mexico from other countries to claim asylum in the U.S. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Stocks finished higher today. The Dow up 263. Investors feel the weak job growth report from last month of only 75,000 new jobs could spur the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates. Economist Gus Fauché says the trade tension with China and Mexico could be to blame.
I think that is an indication that this is perhaps a confidence problem. That being said, that means if these issues with the trade get resolved pretty quickly, that we could see job growth bounce back rapidly.
University of Alabama Board of Trustees votes to give back a $26.5 million donation from developer and lawyer Hugh Culverhaus Jr., who recently called on students to boycott the school over the state's new abortion ban. Finis E. St. John's is the chancellor at the University of Alabama.
While we are grateful to all of our donors and supporters, and very grateful to this donor and this donor's family, donors do not dictate the administration of the University of Alabama.
Within minutes, a maintenance crew removed Culverhaus' name from the law school that was named in his honor. This is AP Radio News. A U.S. ship and a Russian ship came close to colliding in the Philippine Sea.
Naval officers say the Russian destroyer put the safety of the USS Chancellorsville and its crew at risk, forcing it to reverse all engines at full throttle to avoid a collision. A helicopter that was operating at sea was preparing to land on the Chancellorsville at the time when the Russian boat traveling behind the U.S. ship speeded up and approached as close as 50 to 100 feet. For its part, the Russian military is accusing the American ship of making a dangerous maneuver by crossing the path of the destroyer craft. I'm Charles Ledesma.
FedEx is dropping a contract for air shipment of packages from Amazon within the United States, reducing its ties with the online retailer that's expanding its own delivery business. FedEx deal with Amazon runs out at the end of this month. FedEx says it wants to focus on thousands of other retailers, including Target, Walgreens, and Walmart. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.